Om Shanti. Every day in the morning Murli session, in the morning love letter known as the Murli to us Brahmins, Bap Dada refers us as Meethe Bacche, that is sweet children. Sweet does not literally mean being sweet in words, but here sweetness refers to the stage of soul consciousness. Being soul conscious is being free from all the vices. Body consciousness is the first vice, followed by desire in the subtle form. Unfulfilled desire leads to anger, which is deep rooted in the sanskars of the Brahmin clan, and anger punishes itself. This is our today's topic. First of all, I would like to thank Dr. Hina Gain and Dr. Sachin Bhai for giving me this topic. I could remain in silence. I was trying to be in silence since the last 24 hours. And also Dr. Kumud Ben, who was constantly behind me for guiding and doing Purushat. So, the soul is knowledgeful in itself. It's the core quality of the soul. When one is in soul conscious stage, one is full of all the seven attributes of the soul. Being in body consciousness, ignorance creeps in. There is delusion which causes desire. Desire for a person, thing and prosperity or luxury. Unfulfilled desires causes anger. This is the great anger, the Mahabhut, the great ghost. Also, lack of knowledge of drama and lack of experience of becoming the embodiment of drama, Sakshi Drishta, causes anger. The soul is a point of light and energy. It creates energy in the form of electromagnetic fields through thoughts. In the Satopradhan stage, these electromagnetic fields are very clear, pure and powerful. Just like a magnet attracting the iron particles or iron pins, which are clear and not rusted. Similarly, with these pure Satopradhan electromagnetic fields, which the Devi Devatas possess, they can easily attract the elements of Prakriti. And so they are Prakriti Jeet, Maya Jeet. The five elements of nature, they behave like obedient servants to this Satopradhan soul. Impurity is caused when the matter enters the electromagnetic field and the soul gets influenced by these same elements of Prakriti. Then vices creep in the soul, which are subtle elements of Prakriti. And anger is one of them. Anger is fire, which Baba says Krodh Agni. The soul is a combination of three eternal qualities. It is always pure, always peaceful and always powerful. It has three organs, the mind, intellect and sanskars. When the soul has the thought of anger within it, it creates the anger first. These feelings of anger arise in the intellect and they become sanskars. By experiencing anything, it goes in the form of sanskars and it is embedded in the form of sanskars, thus causing the energy of the soul to deplete. Energy is transformed from one form to another. The energy of pure love and peace now gets transformed into anger, the vice of the second order. Bap Dada, in the Avyakt Murli of 3rd March 2000, describes anger in three stages. The first is a great anger. The second is anger in the form of force. And the third is anger in the form of irritation. Bap Dada says, let alone anger, there shouldn't be even the slightest trace of anger. When you become angry, you do disservice, because anger always manifests between two people. It doesn't manifest when you are on your own. It manifests between two people then it is visible. Even if there is a slightest trace of anger in the form of dislike for someone in the mind, there will definitely be a force towards that soul in the mind. Bap Dada doesn't like this kind of disservice. So the slightest trace of any type of anger shouldn't emerge. Just as you pay attention to celibacy, in the same way, it is remembered that lust is a great enemy and anger too is a great enemy. It does not let your pure feelings, the feelings of love, emerge. This is how anger punishes itself, not allowing the soul to experience the soul conscious stage. So to emerge the pure feelings of love and peace, I have to become the embodiment of soul consciousness. When one is angry, one tends to attract the negativity present in the atmosphere. Since the world is tamopradhan, the negative tendency of anger in the soul will attract the other negative energies related to anger present in the tamopradhan atmosphere, thus forcing the soul to do more sins. It works like a Wi-Fi connection and you fall in sang dosh in the company of negativity. Anything that takes us away from Baba is a sang dosh. In the soul conscious stage, the soul sheds off the subtle particles of matter which it has been embedded in the form of sanskars, those the five elements of matter. Sometimes the sanskars of anger and other vices are more powerful because the sanskars are deep-rooted. Strong feelings come with them and one cannot convince the mind and intellect at that particular time with knowledge and clarify the sanskars. God has not come just as a messenger, but He has come as a father and to help us get rid of our old sanskars. So, on one hand, we have to make effort to remove these sanskars, and on the other hand, we need Baba's help. So, I have to be with Him as a constant companion so that I can transform my sanskars. There is this personal experience which I had experienced some 2 years back. I used to not be that much soul conscious stage, but in the morning it is very natural to be in a soul conscious stage. So in my family, I am the only one who is in Gyan. So doing Amrit Vela and following all the Srimat is a bit difficult. So some years back in my family, I was not allowed to do Amrit Vela. Family used to think that it would affect my health. And since they were not in Gyan, they did not understand the importance of Amrit Vela. So 2 years back when Bap Dada, though I used to do Amrit Vela, I used to either lie down, I used to not switch on the lights, to even wash my face. I used to be in my bedroom, I used to not come out of the bedroom. So this was how I used to do Amrit Vela. But when Bap Dada said that, you have to do Amrit Vela in the Avyakt Murli 2 years back, so it made me sit in the drawing room because Bap Dada has said. So, I was a bit, I had a bit of courage to do this. So I sat in the drawing room and started getting the experience of it. So when my family members saw and when my father saw that I was sitting at 4 o'clock in the drawing room just doing nothing and just sitting, I got a scolding. So then since it was Bap Dada's Srimat, I just asked him to scold me after 5 a.m. Since I was meeting Baba, so I just told him that, you can scold me after 5. I mean, I just 1 hour I want to meet God. So I told him in a calm way. He became more furious, but I stayed calm and did the Amrit Vela. During Amrit Vela, Bab Dada touched me and asked me to thank my father for scolding me, as because of his scolding, Bab Dada loved me all the more and made me experience bliss during Amrut Vela. In English, we use only the word love, but in other languages, in our local languages, like in Gujarati, we use the word Vahal. Vahal is like what a mother does to her child. So I told Baba that I would tell my father after the Murli class, since I did not want any other arguments before the Murli class. So after the Murli class, with Baba's constant coaxing to radiate the vibrations of love and becoming the embodiment of love and not sorrow. So, you know, I was constantly, it was like a friend who was constantly pushing, ki bolo, bolo, you know, you just say. So Baba was always, he was coaxing me to, you know, radiate the vibrations of love. It should be out of love and it should not be out of sorrow. So I thanked my father, radiating those vibrations of love, for scolding me at Amrut Vela. And I also thanked him for becoming my father in this lifetime, as I was playing the role of two famous characters at the same time. The one is Meera, who was a bhakt and loved God, and the other one is Bhakt Prahlad, whose father was also against God and he was not allowed to chant the names of Lord Vishnu. So it was this time when love won over anger. And I was never stopped for doing Amrut Vela any day after that experience. So this was how we can overcome anger and become the embodiment of love by staying in a soul conscious stage. The second, anger in the form of force and anger in the form of irritation. So we call it Josh. When we are doing some work, and let's say when we are doing Purushart, and if there is some obstacle which we consider as obstacle, during yoga, if we are asked to do seva and we feel that this is an obstacle, then we get a type of irritation in our mind. So that is like, you know, now we are doing yoga and we are asked to do seva, and it is not seva in the center itself, it can be anything. Or when we have thought that when we have fixed our daily routine, and when things don't go according to our daily routine, sometimes we get irritated. So that is also a kind of anger, because though any person who has been an instrument in ruining our daily routine, we have that small tendency of negativity or irritation for that person. So that should not be there, because that is the origin of anger. And the second one is the anger in the form of force. Sometimes we don't get angry on the person, but if the person is not listening, we constantly, after constant saying many times, we feel that we have to say it in the form of force. So we just react to any particular situation. So that is anger in the form of force, which should not be there. We should always be in the soul conscious stage, and we should always remain calm. It depends on which stage at that time we are in. As mentioned before, that, you know, sometimes sanskars are very powerful. Even if we know that we are doing something wrong and we should not be irritated at this moment, it depends on how much soul consciousness we have practiced. And if the sanskars are more powerful, whatever you will tell by the mind and intellect, that, you know, this is gyan, this is gyan, this is gyan, this is what Baba has said. But if the sanskars are powerful, they will win over. So we have to stop. And in order to stop, the soul should have the power to stop or to mold, to divert its thoughts in some other way, in some other thing which the soul likes. That's how we can win over irritation. Om Shanti.